Do you like Newsom? How do you feel about Newsom?
Had him on my show Friday.
I saw that.
And I first of all, I love him. Just, you just like a guy or you don't. I've known him for a long time. He's done my show for a long time. Do I love everything he does as the governor of California? No, I don't. I wouldn't say I'm undertaxed. I have issues with this state. He's a guy. One reason I want him to run for president, well, is because he's obviously a winner. This guy could do it. It's insane that we have the guy, but we can't run him because we have to tiptoe around Biden. And
to find a winner.
Well, he would win the election.
Oh, so
he would win the election.
So he's a talented debater, speaker, communicator, deflector.
And politician. And
deflection. Did you hear that? He's a talented debater, speaker, communicator, deflector. And Mark's like, yeah. Mar doesn't even realize that Patrick Bet David is setting him up to openly admit that Gruesome Newsom is an absolute total failure. Wait until you see this.
And he's right. A smart guy. He's a smart, real guy with a pair of balls. Do I love everything? No, you never know what to do with a politician. But first of all, I think if he ran for president, it'd be great because it would force him to move to the center. Now you're running not just in California. I mean, this is California. It's weirdo.
Are you a results-driven guy?
No, I like to think. Watch things fall apart.
I mean, you wouldn't build a show that you win at the levels you won, you know, for decades if you weren't results driven, right? I mean, you're Bill Maher, you know.
What do you mean? What's the point about results?
That's exactly where I'm going with you. So results driven guy.
Right.
What areas has Newsom won in? You said he's a winner.
Winner of the election. He could win the election.
But based on what, though? Do you want results? Like, what has he done to California to say he's a winner? What?
Oh, God. I don't know. It's too...
Bill, you're a smart guy.
You know what? He made it rain. Okay, dude? It wasn't raining.
Someone said that. He said, great job.
He wasn't raining, and now it's raining. So he's got my vote.
Respect. I mean, I
don't know. I don't follow the news. That's a character I play on television.
Yeesh. I'm sorry. Seriously, I mean that. I think Bill Maher can actually say some really insightful things. And I've highlighted them several times on this channel in several videos. But I'm sorry, for a guy who tries to pass himself off as an intellectual, as a critical thinker, as a commentator, that was embarrassing. And kudos to Patrick Bet David for being kind there. He's a much kinder guy than I am. He could have torn Bill Maher to shreds right there. Maher was asked point blank to justify his claim for why Gruesome Newsom is so great. You think Gruesome Newsom is so great. He's an amazing politician. He's an amazing speaker. He's a definite winner. Okay, fine. Why? Why do you think he's so amazing? Why do you think Newsom is so great? Crickets. It was actually worse than crickets. There was very clear, nervous laughter. He hid behind the veneer of obviously nervous joking that wasn't very funny. I don't know. I don't follow the news. I just pretend. It's a character I play on TV. This notion that I'm an intellectual, critical thinker, that I could justify my claims, nope, it's all an act. Don't actually probe me to do it. Now, of course, the brilliance of Patrick Bet David there is he knows that Bill Maher could not back up those claims. And that's simply because California has degenerated into a bona fide shithole since Gruesome Newsom took over. California has the highest poverty rate in the entire nation, bar none. It has the widest income gap between middle income and upper middle income brackets, and the widest disparity between rich and poor in the country. In fact, as scholar and California resident Joel Kotkin has observed, California's wealth disparity is worse than Mexico's. It's actually worse than a third world nation. The wealth disparity in woke California is much more akin to Guatemala and Honduras than it is to Canada or Norway. 80% of California's jobs, gang, 80% are below the median wage, half of which are paid less than $40,000 a year. It won't surprise you that California has the highest unemployment in the entire nation, and has the highest level of illiteracy. And now with the Silicon Valley Bank collapse some months back, now California's housing market is ready to go next. Needless to say, many are pointing out that California will implode under the weight of its own political incompetence long before it falls into the ocean. The number of companies that have fled the state like rats fleeing the ship is astronomical. Hewlett-Packard, Tesla, Oracle, Pabst Brewing, Norton LifeLock. We could go on and on. And those companies are but a microcosm of the mass exodus of residents that have been fleeing California for over the last decade. According to the U.S. Census, every year for the past 15 years, an average number of 100,000 Californians leave the state as over against those who move in. California, for the first time ever, has actually lost a House seat due to its rampant depopulation. That is the record of Gruesome Newsom. But maybe Bill can salvage this. Patrick Bet David gives him one more opportunity. Wait till you see this.
I'll be back.
That's right, gang. He is back. It's time to show our support and celebrate the great return by clicking on that link below and getting your very own Trumpinator 2024 bobblehead in preparation for Donald Trump's glorious reascendence to the United States presidency. This collectible bobblehead from Proud Patriots is made with the highest quality material, and it really is a must-have for any Trump fan who wants to send some powerful energy towards what's shaping up to be the single most glorious political comeback in history. Now, don't wait. There are just a limited number of these collectibles, and you don't want to be caught paying way more later on eBay from someone who bought one now. So whatever you do, don't wait. Click on that link below right now and show your support for Trump 2024 today.
What this does to me, this actually makes it easier for me to not even have to have this discussion and just move on to other things we can talk about, is you base your character on your candidate. You base your candidate based on being a good debater, deflecting, not necessarily results.
Because no, I don't.
If that's how you do it, then Newsom is fantastic,
is
Bill.
You're better than this.
Really?
I hope so. I don't know. I'm just getting an idea, but
I
told you are.
I said,
mean, it's a silly argument, a debater. You know, I can't tell. I've been doing political commentary on television for 30 years. I think I can tell when a guy is just debating, or whether make a calculated guess on how he's going to be actually as president. There's two different things, running and being the guy. Do I like it that Newsom is good at the running part? I do, because that means he can get elected. Do I also think that if he got elected, he would be a good president? I do. Generally moving the country in the right direction, I would like to take him back a little toward the middle.
Yeah, I mean, as you can see, I mean, he's just rambling at this point. I think Bill is aware there. He's aware enough to know that Patrick got him on that original question. It's so fascinating how, in the end, he deferred to his own personal subjective intuition on the prospects of a Gruesome Newsom presidency. Again, watch how Marr would respond if someone else deferred to literally the same subjective sentiments, but in defending their own Christian faith, for example. Mr. Skeptic, Mr. Religious, wouldn't be so accommodating, I assure you of that. The fact is, the simple act of asking a liberal like Marr to back up his claim about an obviously failed governor was enough to expose just how much of a failure he and liberalism really are. But first, gang, as many of you know, we have unfortunately been completely and totally demonetized, which is putting our daily communication with one another at risk like never before. Now, we are actively working on getting this resolved, but as things stand, this channel has, without any warning, been totally and completely demonetized. And as Elon Musk said so powerfully last week, the whole point of these demonetization efforts is to deliberately try to make us patriots feel like we're all alone. They want to sever our relationship with each other and force on us a kind of digital solitary confinement so as to demoralize us and discourage us like never before. But to their horror, it's not working. Over this past week, you have carried this channel like never before. We've had more people than ever make the courageous decision to bypass big tech and join our Insiders Club. We have direct access to one another that can never be interrupted by big tech overlords. Over the last 7 days, we've seen literally thousands of you come to our rescue. And you've done it in two ways. You've signed up for our free newsletter and you've officially joined our Insiders Club. Those two acts alone are enough for us to collectively stand together and never, ever have our relationship severed. So I'm inviting the rest of you to do the same today just by clicking on that link below and signing up for our newsletter and joining our Insiders Club. You are guaranteeing that there is nothing that big tech can do to get between us and make us feel like we're in a digital solitary confinement. It's as simple as clicking on the link below right now and opting into our free email newsletter. And once you do that, you can financially support us by joining our Insiders Club. Gang, from the bottom of my heart, I cannot thank you enough for your support during a time like this. You are my heroes, and it will be my mission to express my appreciation for every single one of you each and every week.